of his kabbalas of Rav Chaim Moshe was, if a yid comes in to him for a toive, he shouldn't step out without a toive. Nobody, he said, a kavri, a man like in this caliber, Rav Chaim Moshe, so many visitors came for toives, how could he do it? But he did it. So the story is told, to a rabbi came in a rov, said, Rav Moshe, ask him a toive. So I told him, Rav Yankel, I will do it for you. When he stepped out, he said to his rabbi, he didn't know well of Rav Moshe. He said, Heintike Rabbonim, at least let him write it down. Let him not do it, at least let him show. He promised me he will do it, not even putting down on paper. Rav Chaim Moshe had a very strong shmir, so he didn't want him to feel bad. He said to him, listen, if you want me to write it down, I will write it down. But I say, Kosvaim, where should you write it? Al Luach Lebecho. Write it down on your heart, not on paper. But just to please you, I will write on paper. Sister, you will write.
In the marketplace in the center, because that's the only place where the bus is going to fit in. Maybe we'll see. We'll walk to the yeshiva, we'll take the bus to the yeshiva, we'll see, and simply visit the yeshiva building and walk a little bit around some of the shuls. Some shuls are standing. And we won't say anything because I'm going to talk now, and then I do want to go to the Beis Olam, because there's only one grave standing, and that's of the Mira Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz.
Wow.
And we'll go there and we can say some tefillahs there and be on our way to Rabin. There's really not very much that needs to be said about the Mir. Mir Yeshiva was founded in 1817 in this little town Mir. Mir in many ways is parallel to Volozhin. This is a town that had about 3,000, 4,000 Jews, depending on what year we're talking about. More than 50% of the population was Jewish. There isn't a Jew left in Mir today, as far as I know. But all the houses are standing. Nothing's changed. It's very much like what we saw in Volozhin. The only difference is, instead of Jews living in them, Russians are living in those houses. The entire Jewish community of Mir, whatever was left during the World War, they were taken out to three different places and shot to death and buried in mass graves around Mir. It's known where these are, and descendants of those Jews of Amir come here and visit those mass graves. They are all around the city of Mir. Mir was settled by Jews perhaps in the 14th, 15th century. Mir was owned by the Radzivill family. There's a huge palace outside of Mir. We should be able to see it from the center of town. We want, we can ask the bus driver to drive a little further. It's something to see. The whole town of Mir simply is in the shadow of this palace. And Radzivill owned all of Mir, and he brought in Jews and peasants and so on to run the businesses, do the farming and so on. Jews essentially engaged in business activity in Mir, because Mir became a major trading center for all the towns in and around this area. Jews served as importer. They imported goods from all over, from outside the country and from other places in the country. These goods were brought to the fairs that were held in the marketplace we're going to see at Mir now. And the Jews sold the goods. They were traders, and this is how they made their living. And they did pretty well for a while. That is, until the mid-19th century, when the railroad was invented. And the same problem happened here as happened in some other towns. The railroad bypassed Mir. There was no train stop in Mir. That's right. And once that happened, just like Tiktin exactly, these towns then became non-entities. Poverty became the mark of the town. So from somewhere in the mid-19th century, until the Nazis destroyed the Jewish community here, there were Jews here. There were still 2,000 or so Jews. Anyone who could leave left. Whoever didn't leave lived in poverty. But the yeshiva that was founded in Mir in 1817 remained. This became one of the greatest yeshivas in the world, and what a history it has. The founder of the Mir, his name was Rav Shmuel Chaim Tiktinsky. He was the first Rosh Yeshiva. Mir was a town of Talmidei Chachamim. The Balabatim were Talmidei Chachamim. They knew how to choose rabbis.